20, I reached a simple conclusion. Life was not worth it. Life was not worth such a struggle.
She stopped speaking and spent some time aligning the corners of the white handkerchief on her lap. When she looked down, her long false eyelashes cast gentle shadows on her face. I cleared my throat. I felt I ought to say something, but I didn't know what to say, and so I kept silent. In the distance, I heard the wind-up bird cry.
The pain was what caused me to decide to die,
said Krita Kano.
And when I say pain, that is exactly what I mean. Nothing mental or metaphorical, but physical pain, pure and simple, plain, ordinary, direct, physical, and for that reason all the more intense. Pain, headache, toothache, period pains, lower back pain, stiff shoulders, fever, muscle ache, burns, frostbite, sprains, fractures, blows to the body. All my life, I have experienced physical pain with far greater frequency and intensity than other people. Take my teeth, for example. They seem to have some congenital effect. They would give me pain from one end of the year to the other, no matter how carefully I brushed, or how many times a day, or how strictly I avoided sweets. It did no good. All my efforts ended in cavities. To make matters worse, anesthetics seemed to have no effect on me. Going to the dentist was always a nightmare. The pain was beyond describing. It scared me to death. And then my terrible periods began. They were incredibly heavy. For a week at a time, I would be in such pain it was as if someone were twisting a drill inside me. My head would throb. You probably can't imagine what it was like, Mr. Okada, but the pain would bring tears to my eyes. For a week out of every month, I would be tortured by this unbearable pain. If I boarded a plane, my head would feel as if it were splitting open from the change in air pressure. The doctor said it had something to do with the structure of my ears, that this sort of thing happens if the inner ear has a shape that is sensitive to pressure changes. The same thing often happened to me in lifts. I can't take lifts in tall buildings. The pain is so intense, it feels as if my head is going to split in several places and blood gush out. And then there was my stomach. At least once a week it would give me such sharp, piercing pain that I couldn't get up in the morning. The doctors could never find a cause. Some suggested it was psychosomatic, but even if it was, the pain still hurt. As much as I was suffering, though, I could not stay home from school. If I had skipped school every time something hurt me, I would never have gone at all. Whenever I bumped into something, it would leave a bruise on my body. Looking at myself in a bathroom mirror always made me want to cry. My body was covered with so many dark bruises, I looked like a rotten apple. I hated letting anyone see me in a bathing suit. Ever since I can remember, I've hardly ever gone swimming for that reason. Another problem I had was the difference in the size of my feet. Whenever I bought new shoes, the larger foot would be in terrible pain until the shoe was broken in. Because of all these problems, I almost never did sports. In junior school, my friends once dragged me to an ice skating rink. I fell and hurt my hip so badly that afterwards I would get a terrible ache there every winter. It felt as if I had been jabbed with a big, thick needle. Any number of times I fell over trying to get up from a chair. I suffered from constipation as well. A bowel movement every few days would be nothing but pain for me, and my shoulders would stiffen terribly. The muscles would tighten until they were as hard as rock. It was so painful I couldn't stand up, but lying down was no help either. I imagined that my suffering must be much like that of a Chinese punishment I had read about. They would stuff the person in a box for several years. When my shoulders were at their worst, I could hardly breathe. I could go on and on listing all the various pains I have suffered in my life. But it would only bore you, Mr. Okada, so I will just leave it at this. What I want to convey to you is the fact that my body was a virtual sample book of pain. I experienced every pain imaginable. I began to think I had been cursed, that life was so unfair. I might have been able to go on bearing the pain if other people in the world had to live the way I did, but they didn't. And I couldn't. Pain was not something that was dealt out fairly. I tried asking people about pain, but nobody knew what real pain was.